Podcast. I'm Kim, I'm your host, and today I have a huge announcement to share with you. And of course, some little behind the scenes, some, you know, like little stories, and of course, some pictures if you head on over to the blog that goes with this episode of our Christmas dinner, of our Christmas celebration. So lots of fun stuff coming today. And of course, that big, big announcement, which is actually a little present we have for you because it's the holiday seasons and we're supposed to give presents to the people that we love, like you guys. So I just, first of all, I want to say Merry Christmas to anybody who celebrates the holiday. And of course, also Happy Hanukkah and Happy Kwanzaa. And no matter what your traditions are this time of year, I hope you had an amazing time. It was Christmas last weekend. And I can't believe that in just a few days, we're welcoming a brand new year. Can you believe that? When did that happen? And, you know, I just hope you're getting those resolutions ready. We're going to have, as usual, a whole post and episode on resolutions and changing habits really soon. Because always with the coming of the new year, we kind of try to get our priorities straight. We kind of want to, you know, just kick things up a notch and just, I don't know, make those resolutions that are going to help us with particular areas of our lives that maybe we slacked off on a little bit last year, this year. So I hope you're gearing up for an even better year ahead. And I hope that you're also looking back to see what amazing accomplishments and beautiful times you've had this past year, you know, even in years that weren't as good and in which we had, you know, difficult times or heartache, or our loved ones were no longer with us, or we had troubles of any kind, we can still find something of value, even beautiful and special moments. So even in, during those tough times, we can always find these little moments here and there that were really special. And I want us to focus on that, no matter what your year was like. It probably was awesome, and you have a big, big list of amazing accomplishments and things you loved. But even if it was a bad one, or if you had some challenges along the way, you know, we can also focus on, you know, those lessons learned or just the simple fact that we made it. So, you know, we made it through the hardships. We're still standing. We're still alive. And then, of course, besides this, there's also all of those little things, right? The little details of life that you kind of find if you look close enough. You'll be able to find them and smile and see that there's so much more other than that annoying little voice inside our heads. Do you have this annoying little voice inside your head? It's that voice that says that you aren't doing enough, that things aren't going as planned, that you have to do more, 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 more. And that's distracting you from those little small moments that are what life is all about. You know, there are so many small victories and simple little things in life that they often carry the most meaning. At least for me, these are the moments that carry the most meaning. And I always love to kind of reflect on that at the end of the year. And it makes me kind of step into the new one filled with optimism and kind of a sense that life can be either as simple or as difficult as we want to make it. Now, of course, things happen, right? But a lot of the way we kind of approach life and the things that happen in our day to day, it's all about our way of looking at things and our way of taking things, right? So, you know, I just love this time of year to reflect on that. I love periods of transition, as you well know, even if they're just symbolic as the passing of a new year. Now, today, apart from talking about these little kind of things, I want you to kind of do this exercise of looking back on the previous year, not only on the year ahead, but look at all the great stuff that happened to you. Look at all the great things you did this year. That's going to help you kind of walk into the new one with a boost, I think. So today I have a short and sweet episode for you. I am going to give you a little behind the scenes look into our Christmas celebration, as I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, but I also have a huge announcement to share with you. And I cannot believe that I was able to wait until after Christmas to tell you all about it. And I have to tell you that it comes just in time for the arrival of the new year, because oftentimes our New Year's resolutions have to do with eating healthier. Am I right? They have to do with saving money and time, getting organized. Do you see where I'm going with this? And all of these little things are included in the little Christmas gift that we've made for you. And yes, I said gift. Yes, I said it's just for you. And I'm just going to go ahead right and say it because I hate those episodes in which people tease you. They tease you until the very end. And then at the very end, after you've heard all about my, you know, menus at Christmas and the place settings and all the stuff I'm going to tell you at the end, then you get to hear what the surprise is all about. I'm not going to do that to you today. We're going to get right into it. So I'm talking about, I would like to, like, can you do like a little drum roll in your head right now? Drum roll, right? This is a big announcement. I'm talking about our brand new free, yes, you heard that right, it's free, plant-based eating on a budget course. We have created an awesome video-based course about eating plant-based or eating vegan on a budget. How cool is that, right? That kind of sums up so many of our resolutions into one pretty little course. And we have created this course for the brand new Food Choices Academy for Health Studies. If you don't know about this academy yet, you have to go online and search for it. And this is a great, great, great new academy filled with professionals in the fields of nutrition and medicine and lifestyle, all related to kind of achieving a vegan or plant-based lifestyle and a plant-based diet and getting healthy. So it's pretty cool. And they have invited us to create a few courses for them. And this is the first one that we're announcing today. And it's totally free, which I think is super cool, right? It's super cool. Now, the Food Choices Academy might sound familiar if you've watched the Food Choices movie, which is now available on Netflix and on iTunes and on their website and in many other places online. This is an incredible film about veganism, brand new film. If you love Netflix documentaries about food and about plant-based food, you have to go watch this immediately. I love this film. And the same creators that made the film have created this wonderful academy. And we've teamed up with them to give you some little courses that are, of course, going to be in video format, the way we love to give content to all of you. And this first one is all yours for the taking. It's ready and live right now. And you can start watching and enjoying free of charge. So it's super, super cool. Now, this is the first of two courses we're launching with the Academy. The second course will be live really, really soon as well. And it's designed for, well, not the second course. The first course, the one you can enjoy right now, our plant-based eating on a budget course, is designed for anybody who is either vegan already or who is thinking of taking steps in that direction and is concerned about how to stay on budget and kind of not have this new way of eating be more expensive than the way you eat now, right? That's so important. I've told you so many times before that in order for a vegan diet to stick, it needs to follow certain criteria, at least in my book, right? You've heard me talk about this little trifecta before. I think number one, it needs to be doable. What does that mean? That means that you have to adapt it to your needs and the time you have without feeling overwhelmed. And that has to do with cooking and the types of meals that you assemble, because there are so many ways to be and eat vegan. There are, you know, amazing 3, 5, 6 course dinners that you can prepare that are, you know, 5-star restaurant worthy. And they're also very, very simple, inexpensive, and basic meals that you can assemble in 5 minutes that are also highly nutritious. So you have to make this fit your lifestyle. There's not one absolute way to be vegan. There are many ways to eat vegan, many ways to assemble your dishes, and you have to find the one that is right for you. That's number one. Number two is that it has to be health supportive and give you optimal nutrition so that you feel your best, right? So many vegans kind of ignore this a little bit, especially if you go on this journey for ethical reasons, like I did, right? You kind of focus so much on the fact that, you know, if it's plant-based, it's a go and you can eat anything you want as long as it doesn't have animal products and you can, you know, you don't even have to worry about anything regarding nutrients or supplements or anything like that. And I keep telling you that if we do something and we are not eating in a healthy way, if we are not feeling our best, if our blood levels aren't okay, Well, in the long run, we're going to quit because when we don't feel all right, that kind of starts seeping into other areas of our lives and we eventually stop doing what we're doing. So being healthy is important. For me, it's important. It's important to stick to it. And if you're in this for ethical reasons, it's important for ethical reasons too, because the longer you stick to it, the more amazing ripples you create all across the world and all of the wonderful effects that this diet has on the planet, the animals. You get it, right? So that's number two. It has to be health supportive. And lastly, number three, it has to be within your budget. Because if you start spending double the amount of money that you were spending before, and you are living on a budget like most of us are, it's not going to go well in the end, right? These are such important aspects of sticking to a plant-based diet. And in this new course that we've created, I'm teaching you all of the basics that I've learned along the way to remove the stress and overwhelm that comes with shopping and cooking and getting organized. And all, of course, with the goal of eating vegan, but with a budget in mind. So that's basically what it's all about. Now, we go through everything on this in this course, from how to organize your fridge and pantry for maximum savings, because organization is very closely linked to money, how and where to shop, how to prepare your budget, very important, how to prepare a budget, how to be clear on your expenses and food prices in a very simple way. You don't need to be, you know, like a home administration expert at all to do this. It's very, very simple, but it's important to be clear on that. How to be clear on food prices, like I just mentioned, very important so that we know where to buy and what to buy and when to buy it. How to create a forever shopping list. This is one of my favorite parts. How to create that forever shopping list. You'll hear what that's about. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to like cheat and tell you what it's about. It's in the course. Go look at the course. It's free. So this list is going to help you to not even have to think of where to shop for what. For maximum savings. We go over how to get organized with meal planning and meal prepping. I give you delicious meal ideas that are budget friendly, of course, because we're all about food here. And also my tips for being social without going overboard with your expenses, because oftentimes it's when we go out and when we make plans with friends and we go out to restaurants where a lot of our money goes out the window. So I'm teaching you some ways to still be social and kind of get a hold of your, you know, budget and just stay in your comfort zone, stay where you have to stay so that financial, you know, aspects and everything that has to do with your budget doesn't make you feel overwhelmed. We discuss things like buying in bulk or organic versus non-organic. I get this question so often. We talk about it in the course. Frozen versus fresh or canned versus fresh. CSAs, farmers markets versus regular stores. How to find great deals where you live. I mean, the course is really complete and it's all on video. So it's just something that's gonna, you know, you can sit in your couch, relax and watch it. And it's pretty cool. Now, I'm so, so excited about this course that I could go on forever. But I want you to head on over right now to the Food Choices Academy for Health Studies. Now, the link to the course is in the post that goes with this episode. And also, it will always be at the top menu. So if you go to bramble.com, we've got our little menu on the top bar, right? Our little top menu there. Before, it used to say online program. Now, it says online program and courses. So if you kind of hover over it, you'll see something pop up. And there you can choose either to go to get information about our online program, which is our big kahuna. That's where all of our like big, big, big chunk of content lives. That's always going to be our big kahuna here at Bramble. But then you have the new tab, which is courses, which is, you know, individual courses. We have this one and the one that's coming up with the Food Choices Academy. And we're going to have more. We're going to have more soon. So just in case you're interested only in a very specific area that you need help with, or you don't want to make the big investment of joining the online program, this is a great place. So you're always going to be able to find it there in the homepage. So I want you to head on over right now and sign up, because you don't have to pay anything. You just have to kind of register, which I think only requires your email and a password that you set up so you can log back in and ask questions and all of that. So go on over and start enjoying the course. So cool. Okay, I also promised you a little glimpse into our Christmas celebration this year. It was such a special weekend. And as you probably know, if you checked out last week's episode, we spent Christmas Eve at home cooking away for our big Christmas dinner, which is always on Christmas Day, December 25th. And it also means, as is tradition every single year, it also means lots of holiday movies, Christmas movies on Netflix, time with the doggies on the couch next to our Christmas tree and looking at the lights, and our, of course, our annual homemade pizza Christmas Eve tradition while we watch Home Alone. Did you listen to last week's episode? I explain all of that in that episode. So, of course, we did it. We went all out this year. We made delicious homemade pizzas, and they turned out really, really great. I made my homemade pizza crust, pizza dough. By the way, we're going to film this soon because I have tweaked it and tweaked it so many times that now I think it is absolutely perfect. So you'll have this really soon. It had my homemade tomato sauce, and we used for these Violife mozzarella style shreds. And they turned out really good. Now, if you don't have Violife, if they don't sell it near where you live, you can use Daiya or any other type of melty vegan cheese or no vegan cheese, which is also yummy. And one of the pizzas I made with some red bell pepper strips, some red onion, black olives, mushrooms, cherry tomatoes, and lots of basil on top. And of course, some oregano sprinkled on top and a little drizzle of truffle oil, which we always put next to the pizzas for anybody to kind of add a little drizzle if they like it. And another one of the pizzas was just a little more kind of simple, but it had a ton of mushrooms. I love mushrooms on my pizza. So that one had mushrooms and red onions and basil, and that's it. And it was so, so, so good. Now, the next day on Christmas Day, we started the day really early with a delicious Christmas breakfast. We have been obsessed with making eggless omelets lately. And yes, that is a thing. That is a thing. They exist. And I made delicious vegan cheese and portobello mushroom and onion omelets and toast with blueberry jam and vegan butter. And Carlos made his famous soy cinnamon lattes. Now you can find a picture of the omelet as well as the little omelet mix, which is fantastic. I highly recommend it if you can find it. We found it by chance in our little vegan store. And you might find another brand or another version near where you live. And if not, I'm going to try and have and create a little mix for you and film it for you guys, because it's basically just chickpea flour based with a little bit of Indian sea salt, Indian salt. I'm not sure it's called Indian sea salt. Indian salt that has that kind of egg-like flavor and smell. And it's got some starches and some turmeric, but it's really good. I've tried other mixes before, and this one was really great. The brand is called Terra Vegane. And the little package says egg-free omelet mix. So you can head on over to the post to look at the picture of that package. I put it there for you guys. It's really fantastic. I highly recommend it. Now, as soon as we were done with breakfast, the day was filled with cooking all the goodies for that night. I cooked for so many hours. I went so crazy with all of the things that I was including that I think it took me 4.5 hours of nonstop cooking in the morning to get everything ready, plus the time it took me to get the table set and all the decor ready. Now, this doesn't mean that this is what a Christmas vegan meal takes, okay? I'm just an overachiever, and I had my best friends coming over, and I just wanted to give them a ton of food. And we made so much food that we've been having leftovers for 4 days straight since that day. And yeah, so, you know, after I finished cooking, I set the table and got all the decor ready. And the menu was actually very similar to what I shared on our Thanksgiving episode, but I included a few twists and I set the table in the cutest way. I printed out these little menus for everyone to see what they were about to eat, similar to what I did in Thanksgiving. And I put little candy canes in the place settings and a little kind of napkin wrapped with some twine and a cinnamon stick and a little pine needle, and also a little red Christmas tree ornament with the letter of the person that was going to sit in each seat. It was so cute. You have to go check it out. The pictures are all there. in the blog. So the menus were in Spanish this time because we were having mainly Spanish-speaking friends over. But I made the delicious, delicious holiday cheese ball by It Doesn't Taste Like Chicken again, because that thing is amazing. We are linking to it in the post, so go check it out because it's really a fantastic recipe and it's so quick and easy to make. I made some homemade focaccia to go with it, and people were going crazy over this focaccia. I could have made just the focaccia and saved myself the 4.5 hours, and people would have been happy with that focaccia and that cheese. They were going insane with that. And I made just a little piece because we had crackers and, you know, breadsticks and all that kind of stuff to have different options. So I just made a little piece of focaccia. That was a big mistake because it was everyone's favorite, I think. Carlos has been talking about it every single day. He's been wondering when I'm going to make some more. And so I have to make some more. We also made our broccoli, raisin, and veggie bacon salad, which is a Christmas tradition in my husband's family. I'll try to film that soon for you as well. It's really yummy. We made our creamy sweet potato puree, our barbecue seitan brisket with a red wine mushroom gravy, roasted garlic, cranberry sauce, and of course, we also made again the spectacular sherry and maple glazed shallots by Bon Appetit magazine. I am linking to the recipe again. It's on their site. And this is probably one of my favorite new recipes. Being a recipe creator, I am always trying to change other people's recipes and I want to adjust them. And I make some recipes and I like them, but it's not something that I know I'm going to be making over and over again. This recipe is genius. It's genius. I think it's next to that focaccia and that cheese ball. People went crazy over these little shallots. They're so good. They're kind of gooey and it's just perfect on top of mashed potatoes or on top of our sweet potato puree. These were really fantastic. So go make those recipes right there on the blog. I'm linking to it. And of course, you know, it's Bon Appetit. They do everything right, except for the fact that almost all of their recipes include animal products. What's that about? But this one is very easy to veganize because the only non-vegan ingredient is butter, and you can use non-dairy butter. And it turns out delicious. So we also made our yummy sticky toffee sweet potato cake. Now I have to tell you something about this cake, but before I do, I just wanted to let you know that all of these recipes, almost all of them, are in your online program if you're a member. So if anything sounds good and your mouth is watering right now, you can head on over to the program and you can make them. You can watch the video and download the recipe and you can make any of these recipes, or you can sign up if you're not a member. Okay, so the cake, right? Our sweet potato, sticky toffee sweet potato cake. This cake is delicious around Christmas time, and it's an adaptation. It's my version of a sticky toffee pudding, which is a classic, classic Christmas, British Christmas dish. And this recipe is for your taking and for your viewing pleasure because it's in our YouTube channel and also at bramble.com. So you can go and see what it looks like and make it. It's really delicious. And this cake, the actual cake, is pretty healthy compared to normal cakes. It doesn't have any sugar. It's based on some non-dairy milk and sweet potatoes, of course, dates, and you have some whole wheat flour and some all-purpose flour. So it's still a cake, but it's much, much healthier for you, at least the cake itself. So that part's really good. It's fun to make and it's really yummy. It's got lots of cinnamon there. So if you're a fan of carrot cake style cakes, this one is kind of in that ballpark. You're really going to enjoy it. But the best part of this cake is the toffee sauce that goes on top of the cake, which, you know, that has nothing to do with health. That is all about decadence and gooiness and deliciousness for the holiday season. It's absolutely perfect. So you make this beautiful caramel toffee sauce, you know, and that one has sugar and a little bit of non-dairy cream and some non-dairy butter, but it's fantastic. And the great thing is, and this is what I did on our Christmas dinner. So I called it, in the little menus I printed out, I called it Murdered Cake. And I gave everybody a little skewer, like a little wooden skewer. And one of our guests would have a very thick wooden skewer, almost like a chopstick, that kind of width, like a chopstick with which you would eat sushi. So they would have to murder the cake. What does that mean? They were all going to stab the cake with the little skewers. And of course, I kind of had a little raffle with the thick tooth chopstick. And Carlos won. He had to guess the color. And after several rounds of people not guessing, he won. And he got to use the chopstick. Lucky guy. So they were all kind of hacking into this cake. I know it sounds like something you wouldn't want to do to a beautiful, beautiful, perfectly round cake. But trust me, it's what makes this cake amazing. So you kind of hack into it lots of times. And people started getting really into it. I think people were angry about certain things. And they were getting it out on my cake. So you have to poke the cake, make lots of holes on the cake. And then I poured the hot caramel toffee sauce on top. And the toffee sauce goes in the holes. How cool is that? And on top, of course, a little whipped cream and some cinnamon. And it was heaven. It was like the perfect ending to the dinner. Now, the company was, of course, the best part. We wined and we dined and we talked until 3 o'clock in the morning. And you can see pictures of all of us. I included pictures of all our friends and of me and Carlos and the doggies and the food. Everything is on that post. And the good news is that December 26th is a holiday here in Spain. And we were able to kind of sleep it off and eat plenty of leftovers and clean up the house and, you know, just get back into the normal groove of things without having to go to work or anything like that. And not to mention, we got to go on our annual post-Christmas tradition of going to one of our favorite forests with the dogs. And I have to tell you, I think this was my favorite part of Christmas. I loved our dinner. I loved it. But this walk was magical because the light, we went like in that golden afternoon light around that time, and the dogs were running around. And they were so excited, and it was beautiful. It was just this lush green and these beautiful tall pine trees and that golden light. And just watching the dogs having such a good time, it just fills my heart. And just being together, we put some music on. We were the only people there. We put a little music on, and yeah, we just watched the dogs play and watched the beautiful light and the trees. And of course, I have lots of pictures of my babies, because they look so beautiful in that golden light. Go to the post to check those out. And, you know, all in all, it was a fantastic Christmas. And the good news is we still have a few more days to enjoy the holidays and cross all our classic traditions off the list, which is pretty cool. So I hope you had an amazing, amazing day, an amazing Christmas, an amazing Hanukkah, an amazing Kwanzaa, filled with friends and family. And, you know, from all of us here at Bramble, we wish you the happiest and healthiest and funnest new year ahead. And I can't wait to, you know, bring you more delicious content next year, because lots of cool stuff is coming next year. So I just want to tell you, happy 2017. May it be filled with love, delicious food, and plenty, plenty of adventures. And I'll see you next year. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for being here. It means the world to me.